Hey everyone, welcome back to Who's There? I'm your host, Allison. This is a podcast where I usually interview a new horror fan every week in hopes to destigmatize what it means to be a horror movie fan. But today we are doing something different. I am trying to get back into the practice of recording my What I Watched in the Last Month episodes. So this is going to be what I watched in the last several months, because I haven't done one of these since April. We will see how long it takes for me to get through the first couple of months, but if it's too long, then I'll just cut it into two episodes. So let's get into it. The first thing I watched in May was the movie Teeth. This was to prep for my interview that I did with the writers of the musical adaptation of Teeth, Michael R. Jackson and Anna K. Jacobs. This was ridiculous and hysterical, and I can't wait to see the musical version this season. So that was awesome. Next, I watched Insidious Chapter 3 with my partner. He had never seen it, and we were prepping for The Red Door. I hadn't watched it in a really long time, and I didn't remember a lot of it, but I actually really liked it. I really liked, you know, looking back as to what happened. It was just, I liked it. It was good. So, I know not everyone likes all of the Insidious movies, but oh well. Next, I watched John Mulaney, Baby J, which is his new stand-up special that I believe is on Netflix. I love him. He will never not be funny, so go check that out. Next, I watched Candyman, the 2021 reboot or sequel, whatever you want to call this. I watched this because I listened to The Ghouls Next Door do a analysis of both versions. So after that, I was like, I should really revisit this. And my partner has never seen either of them, so I think I need to rewatch both of them with him. Next, I watched The Angry Black Girl and Her Monster, and like I said in my interview with Bomani J. Story, it's so good. You should just definitely go stream this. It's available to stream now on VOD. It was great. I loved it. Next, I watched Husara, the Bone Woman, and I had heard really amazing things about this, but I was so bored. Like, nothing happened in this. It ended abruptly, and my friend and I just looked at each other, and we were like, that's it? All right. We didn't really find it scary. I don't know. What did I miss? Please tell me on social media what I missed. Next, I watched the 2021 remake or reboot or whatever of Slumber Party Massacre. This is not my favorite genre, even though my horror friends always try to force this down my throat. But this was cute. I kind of liked that it was more updated. So it was definitely more my speed than the original. Next, I went to the theaters to go see Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. This was very nostalgic, but I actually did not remember any of the plot from the book when I read it when I was like, I don't know, 10. So yeah, this was great. I loved it. It was awesome. I gave it 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. I've been forgetting to say how many stars I gave all of these, but yeah, I gave that 3.5 stars. Next, I rewatched the 2020 movie Becky. We were prepping for the release of the sequel, so my partner had never seen the original, so I have this on DVD, so we rewatched it, and it's so good. I love it. Lulu Wilson is amazing, so I give this 5 stars. And next, we watched Easy A, which is an Emma Stone comedy, and I love this one too. It's so many good people in it, and Emma Stone is just amazing. And let people sleep with who they want to. I give this 5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I watched the movie Influencer. This was on Shudder. It's a new movie about a girl who's an influencer and, you know, she meets another random traveler and things go wrong. This part, there were good parts, but there were also parts that I was just like, okay. I don't know if I believe that. And then the ending, it just ended very abruptly. Again, I was like, what's going on? So I give this 3 stars on Letterboxd. Next, we went to the theaters to go see The Wrath of Becky, which is the sequel to Becky. Lulu Wilson is also in this one, and she was amazing. Again, I loved it. Kate Siegel shows up in this, which was so much fun, as does the woman who plays Deborah Logan in The Taking of Deborah Logan. So that was awesome. I give this one 4.5 stars. Next, I watched Texas Chainsaw 3D. I believe I watched it because I really like Alexandria Daddario. So I had never seen this before. So I was like, why not? And, you know, it was a Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie, which are not my favorite, but I gave this 3 stars. Next, let's move on to June, the first movie. I went to go see The Boogeyman in theaters. This is Rob Savage's, like, main big studio directorial debut. I thought it was really interesting. I don't know the short story that it is based on, but I thought this was really creepy, and there was, like, a lot of cool lighting tricks done, so I really enjoyed it. I gave it 3.5 stars. Next, I watched Us. This was a rewatch. I give this 4 stars. I just like to rewatch this one every once in a while. So, next, I watched Host with my partner because he had never seen it, and since we had just watched The Boogeyman, I wanted him to see the other movie that Rob Savage had worked on. I don't know if I will show him Dashcam, but maybe. Host is amazing. I love it. It's from 2020. If you haven't seen this one, go watch it. I give this 4.5 stars, but it should probably be 5. And right after that, we watched the movie Fall because we had just been out of Carnival and we rode the Ferris wheel. And I was like, this is the highest I've been up recently and we should go watch this movie at home. So it is still effective to watch Fall at home. You will get... your palms will sweat, maybe. Okay, next, we watched the movie Hereditary. My partner also had never seen this one. He ended up loving it, so I know, you know, that's why we get along so well, because I also love this one. I gave this 5 stars on Letterboxd, and I should say Fall, I gave 4 stars. Next, I watched a movie called Old Flame, which is a two-person sort of like thriller about two people that show up at a college or high school reunion, and then the woman accuses the guy of, you know, raping her when they were in school. It was really interesting, really tense. I would definitely recommend it. It's streaming. You can get a free trial of a platform and watch it there. I gave this 4 stars. Next, we watched the movie Red State. Again, my partner had never seen this. It's one of my favorites. It's one that's not really talked about. So we watched it. 4 stars. If you haven't seen it, I think it's more readily available in streaming now, but it wasn't for a very long time. So go watch it if you haven't yet. Next, I watched Reality. This is the new HBO, I think, or Netflix movie about Reality Winner, who is the NSA whistleblower. I saw a play about this a few years ago on Broadway, so I knew the story already, but it was really interesting to watch it, a movie version, and Sydney Sweeney was amazing. I give this 4 stars. Next, I watched the movie Lyle. This was a movie about a woman. Leah's grief over her toddler's death turns into paranoia when she begins to suspect her neighbors are part of a satanic cult. It takes place in New York City. It was very entertaining. I gave this 3.5 stars. Next, the last thing I watched in the month of June was The Wedding Date, rom-com from 2005. I love this movie so much. Deborah Messing and... yeah, Dermot Mulroney from Scream 6 now, and of course a bunch of other things too. But yeah, I asked my partner to sit through this and he obliged me, so thank you. I love this movie. I apologize for nothing, and it is so 2005. Next, I watched a screener of Cobweb at Home. I really love this movie. I ordered it on DVD. I pre-ordered it. It'll be here next month. This is Lizzie Kaplan and Anthony Starr, and it's just super creepy, super atmospheric. It is a shame that it got swamped and unseen in theaters when it came out the same weekend as Barbenheimer, but you can stream it now, and I would highly suggest that you do. I love it. I give this 4 stars. And I give The Wedding Date 3 stars. Next, I watched with my partner Insidious, The Last Key. It was the last movie that we had to watch before the newest installment came out. I actually really like this one. I know people don't really like it, I saw online, but I really found it very entertaining and a little spooky. So I gave this 4 stars. Don't come for me. Next, my partner and I did a double feature at the movies. We went to first go see the Jennifer Lawrence movie, No Hard Feelings, which was way too long. It was not good. I don't know what Jennifer Lawrence was thinking. There were parts that were entertaining. I laughed, but it was way too long, and it was just got to be kind of stupid. I gave it 2 stars. Then we went back-to-back to Insidious, The Red Door. I did enjoy this. There were a couple good jump scares. I enjoyed the story, too. So, I don't know. People didn't seem to like this, but I did. So, I gave it 3.5 stars. Next, I watched The Menu. I rewatched The Menu. This, my partner had never seen it, and he loves dark comedies. So, this is amazing. This is from last year. If you haven't seen it, go watch it, because it's great. I gave this 4.5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I watched a new movie that's on Netflix called Run, Rabbit, Run. It was really tense, really spooky, but I think the ending just kind of shit the bed a little. So I only gave this 3 stars on Letterboxd. Do what you will. Next, I decided to rewatch all 3 hours and 15 minutes of Titanic. I hadn't watched this in a really long time. I'm glad that we don't have to take out one VHS and then put in another anymore. First world problems, I know. I give this 3 stars on Letterboxd because, you know, some things are kind of silly. The fact that Rose is changing her life for somebody she just met. I'm like, girl, he might be great and your fiance might be an asshole, but be a little bit smarter. Stay in the lifeboat. Anyway, so next we watched Midsommar. I was just showing my partner all of the Ari Aster catalog. I think he liked it, which surprised me, but I think he did. We joke about getting the cult symbol tattooed somewhere on our body. Maybe that'll happen someday. I give this 4 stars on Letterboxd. Next, another one I showed my partner, Ready or Not. He said, oh, I love Margot Robbie. And I was like, no, that's Mara Weaving. She's the same girl as at the beginning of Scream 6. He said, oh, I thought that was Margot Robbie too. So I was like, no. But I love this movie. It's so good. It's so entertaining. I give this 4.5 stars. But speaking of Margot Robbie, the next couple days later, we went to go see Barbie on opening night. It was amazing. 5 stars. 5 stars on Letterboxd. A couple days later, we watched Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. I gave this 4.5 stars. I love this movie. It's so funny because they're all so ridiculous. And I love Pete Davidson so much. Then we went to go see Talk to Me in theaters on opening night. I only gave this 3 stars on Letterboxd. Because I was kind of like, there were spooky moments, but I didn't love it as much as everyone else. I think I hyped it up too much in my head. After that, the next day, we went to go see Oppenheimer in theaters, which I also gave 3 stars because it was too fucking long. It was an interesting story, but also, I don't give a shit about the trial that they were framing it, the story around. So, whatever. That's just me. Let's see. Now we're in August. Let's see. Okay, we're only 15 minutes in. So first thing I saw in theaters in August was theater camp. It is full of theater people. It is just ridiculous. It is about the kids at a theater camp, the campers, the staff trying to save this camp from being like foreclosed and bought. It was ridiculous, but so enjoyable and such great performances. Ben Platt was great. It turns out that his acting on screen is not the problem. It is Dear Evan Hansen that is the problem. Next, I watched at home Jurassic World, because who doesn't love Chris Pratt training raptors? I love Blue. You can keep making Jurassic World movies, and I will keep watching them. Next, I watched 2012, because I was on a disaster movie kick. I love this movie. It is also ridiculous. I acknowledge that. But it's John Cusack. I love this movie. I own it and whatnot. Next, I watched Happy Death Day. I showed this to my partner because he had never seen it, and I love it. And Christopher Landon just got announced to direct Scream 7. So I wanted him to see it. I give this 4.5 stars. And let's go back. 2012, 4 stars. Jurassic World, 4.5 stars. Theater Camp, 4 stars. All right, we're caught up. Next, we went to the movies. We were going to go to an advanced screening of The Last Voyage of the Demeter, but we got there too late, couldn't get in, so we went to go see Haunted Mansion, which was adorable. I don't know why it was released in the summer. I don't know why they couldn't just release it in October before Halloween, but whatever. It was adorable. 3 stars. Next, I went to Burkittsville, Maryland to watch the first ever screening of The Blair Witch Project in Burkittsville. I gave this 4 stars. It was an experience. It was so good. Like I've said like a bunch of times before, I didn't even find this scary when I first saw it in theaters when I was 13, but it was a little bit more spooky to watch it outside in the middle of nowhere in the dark. So it was a very, very cool experience. As soon as I got home from Maryland, though, I invited one of my friends over, and we watched Hostel and Hostel 2. Apparently on Letterboxd, I gave Hostel 1 star. I don't know why. I think it's because the writing is really bad. Like, I'm sorry, Eli Roth, writing is not your strong suit. And then Hostel 2 got 2 stars because the writing is a little bit better. It's a little bit more of a feminist film. Yeah, so that happened. Next, I watched The Taking of Deborah Logan. I needed to watch this for an episode of Cadaver Dogs that I did where we talked about this and Relic and the theme of aging. I love this movie. I think it's great. I feel a little bit worse about loving it after recording the podcast, but I give this 4 stars. And I think, my partner was with me while we watched this, and he really enjoyed it too. So this is a great found footage movie, in my opinion. The day after, or a few days later, I watched Relic on my own. It was a rewatch. This is from 2020. It is just the most depressing movie. I was not looking forward to watching it, and then I watched it, and I was like, oh, why did I agree to do this movie with The Taking of Deborah Logan? It is such a dark movie. But I gave this, because it is effective, I gave it 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I went to a screening of Ashkal, the Tunisian Investigation. This was downtown. I gave this 3.5 stars. It was kind of like a crime procedural thriller movie about cops in Tunisia who need to figure out why they keep finding burned bodies around the city. And there's actually a political meaning to, which I learned about after at a Q&A with the writer. So it was a really interesting movie. I would recommend watching this and also going and doing some research about the politics of Tunisia after. Next, I dragged my partner to go see a 4K screening of The Others downtown. I love this movie. I don't think anyone else there had seen it before because everyone was gasping the entire time at all of the reveals. But this was totally worth my $18. So 5 stars always. Next, I watched The Pope's Exorcist, which is now streaming on Netflix. I actually didn't hate this that much. I gave it 3 stars on Letterboxd. Sure, it was like not doing anything new, but like I had fun and I'm totally going to go see the sequel in theaters. So take my AMC A-list pass. Next, I watched a limited series that is on Netflix now called Painkiller about the OxyContin crisis and Purdue. I had already seen the Hulu one, so I didn't understand why this one was getting made, but this one was being told through the eyes of Edie Flowers, who was, her job was going and finding Medicaid fraud, and that's how she discovered this epidemic. So it was really interesting, great cast, definitely recommend it. It's not too many episodes. Next, I had to watch, for the first time, Saw 2 and 3 so that I could watch Saw 4 because I'm recording a podcast episode about it on another podcast this Saturday. So I had to watch these 3 movies in a weekend. I gave Saw 2, I gave 3.5 stars. Saw 3, I gave 3.5 stars. And Saw 4, I gave 3 stars. I actually didn't mind these movies. I covered my eyes for a lot of the gore because I just don't need to see that shit. But I enjoyed them. I enjoyed the story and they're kind of twisty and turny. So I'm going to watch the rest of them before Saw X comes out. And the last thing that I watched in August was a comedy special called Jared Freed, 37 and Single. He jokes around a lot about dating apps and Judaism. So I loved it. It was great. I would highly recommend it. I might see if my partner wants to rewatch it because I watched this with one of my friends who I knew would definitely appreciate it. So, okay, cool. 22 minutes in, that is everything I watched in the last 4 months. I should also mention that I would have watched more new releases, but I watched seasons 2 through 5 of The Handmaid's Tale amongst all of this. So that took up a great deal of my time, which I liked it, but also it was very stressful. So I'm glad it's over and I never have to do that again. So let me know if you watched anything on this list or if there's anything that I missed that came out, because I'm sure there is. Let me know what I should stream or rent or VOD or whatever. So that's it. Follow the podcast at Who's There PC on Instagram/X/Twitter. You can email me at whostherepc@gmail.com. And leave us a review if you want to. And I will see you next week.